Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, and by the way, Sam joins us every month with this survey to talk about how things are going. Order backlogs, which is what I call the sales pipeline, how we doing out there with getting customers to make commitments, that's kind of sideways. What does that mean?
Well, it happens that if we look back in the past 30 days, we had, not to use too fancy a word, a bifurcation where for 40% of our respondents saw an increase, better order backlogs, bigger orders on hand that have not yet been delivered. It rose to 40% from 26% a month ago. We're thinking, great news. On the other hand, those who saw backlogs getting worse also jumped to 22% from 16%. So we call that an offsetting, sort of a neutral thing, but it's a reflection that there is a great difference from one section of our country to another section of our country and from one industry to another. Some are experiencing a worse situation. Others did okay in terms of taking in more orders than they delivered.
Can you say what that bifurcation is? Who's who? What's what?
We cannot. I cannot do it right now. But we're looking at that to see if we can see a trend within different types of industries in different regions. At this point, we just have put the analysis on the web, and so I don't have that done.
Well,
yet.
You know, Sam, as I'm looking back at last month's report, this is a better report than last month.
Yeah,
this is
better.
More optimistic than last month.
It's slightly better.
Yeah. Well, there's more colors.
Yeah. Well, if we look out the next 60 days, we see that's pretty flat. Also, a slight increase in improving and slight increase also in those who see things getting
But employment is not good. Employment's got downward red arrows. Is that? Do you think that's a reflection of the economy? You think it's a reflection of uncertainty about Washington politics and the policies? What do you think?
All of the above. People, when they feel uncertain, they don't want to commit, and so we're waiting to see. And this is different, by the way, from what we're seeing in capital expenditures. Employment, and this is my speculation, but I think with the questions about what we're going to be doing on health care and the impact that's going to have, I think that has a role. Certainly that does not affect capital expenditure commitments like it does employment.
You know what, Sam, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit there. Because if I'm concerned that the policies coming out of Washington are going to make employing people more expensive, I'm going to buy that new piece of technology that will take the place of a couple of employees.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I'd rather have technology than people under the circumstance that we're describing here, and that's what I'm saying. The people, the employment situation looks not good, particularly if we look back in the past couple of 30 days, but anyway, it's different from capital expenditures, and I think it's influenced by the situation with healthcare.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about it. And you know, Sam, in the old days, when you had a situation like this, we were more likely to go into a recession because I should say we're more likely to see wage inflation because people would have to hire somebody to solve this problem, whereas now we don't have to hire anybody. And unemployment is taking the hit because business owners have options now that we didn't have 30 years ago.
That's correct. It's been a trend, but I agree with you generally, and the trend is accelerating as it has been for a couple of hundred years.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you mentioned capital expenditures are going up. Capital availability is not doing so well. Those two responses seem odd to me.
Yes, as we look back 30 days, we think capital availability got worse overall. And what we mean by that is we already know that the cost of borrowing money is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The question is about availability. And the banks blow hot and cold. The banks say they're wanting to lend anybody who's qualified, but their underwriting standards, as we all know from 3-4 years ago when things got really bad, the underwriting standards are much tighter, and it varies to some degree from month to month. So we saw the last month the standards getting tighter, a tougher environment for financing, and we see more or less more of the same looking out in 60 days.
And, folks, if you need a loan, if you're a small business and you need a loan, find an independent community bank in your area. That'll make your arrows go upward in terms of getting a loan, a capital availability. Find an independent community bank, and I promise you they will help you.
You want to do is find a bank that matches your needs and the size of and complexity of your own company.
Absolutely.
And some companies, the really big ones, international big operations, need a bigger bank.
Yep.
But the smaller regional firms stay with the bank that will get to know you.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.